Blog Talk Radio.
Cherry, cruise control, look at the glow, amazing. Terrible, flame of fire, here to devour, blaze. Swing low, please save me from all the ones that hate me. The Israelites, stay patient, return it home to our nation. Cherry, cruise control, look at the glow, amazing. Terrible, flame of fire, here to devour, blaze. Swing low, please save me from all the ones that hate me. The Israelites, stay patient, returning home to our nation.
Used to ride 85 in the box Chevy. Then my Bible came alive, scriptures knocking heavy. 2:15s, now it's 3:16s. But I'm talking about Habakkuk, man, cause you Christians crazy. All I do is think of Jew Troop 1989. Now all I see is truth cause of 1969. Flames coming soon, all I see is turpentine. But I can barely see no evil, I'm legally blind. See no evil, fear no ego, love of money, root of evil. Humpback, humpback, eye of needle, crooked letters, spell I eat them. Neglect must I never feed them, thoroughbreds I gotta breed them. Brilliant minds I gotta free them, some can't go I gotta leave them. Extraterrestrial, pray I become celestial. Extraterrestrial, pray I become celestial. Rizzle.
Cherry, cruise control, look at the glow, amazing. Terrible, flame of fire, here to devour, blazing. Swing low, please save me from all the ones that hate me. The Israelites, stay patient, returning home to our nation. Cherry, cruise control, look at the glow, amazing. Terrible, flame of fire, here to devour, blazing. Swing low, please save me from all the ones that hate me. The Israelites, stay patient, returning home to our nation. End to end, cut off the thief, I can't take it here. Forever dead and paying dividends. Reparations to Jerusalem for everything that they stole from there, and all the lies that they sold us here. Take me home, flying through the air. The speed of light is your first gift. The firmament about to crack it. Leviathan, release the cracking. The angels here to get it cracking. I'm leaving it all, no packing. No Lot's wife, not looking backwards. Let my people go from their shackles. We beat the nations down to a fraction. And my God about action. Black as the cold, ruling the globe. This ain't new to my people, we heard it before. Deceive, hear his voice and they instantly notice that our independence, yeah, we got to go. Wow, more than conquerors, fight every trial. No time to waste, the timing is now. Pow, faith ain't profit. Yeah, it's going down, yeah, it's going down. Just wait for the crown. Judah is bold as a lion. Hey, drop me off in Mount Zion. Hey, teleport to past the time. Hey, the Israelites, we about to shine. Babylon, burn to the ground. Listen up for them trumpets to sign. Them chariots fly, yeah. Cherry, cruise control, look at the glow, amazing. Cherry, flame of fire, here to devour, blaze. Swing low, please save me from all the ones that hate me. The Israelites, stay patient, returning home to our nation. Cherry, cruise control, look at the glow, amazing. Cherubim, flame of fire, here to devour, blazing. Swing low, please save me from all the ones that hate me. The Israelites, stay patient, returning home to our nation.
Place ship to the spaceship that's flying. Share your beams you see in the sky. Scariest thing you see with your eyes is niggas and fringes that look like God. Black as the images in your saw. Angelic creatures don't look like a dog. Four heads, never heard one of them fall. Got a whole lot to say, what do I saw? Precepts, dust on my shoulder, I need swell. Isaiah 60, they need help. The build of these walls, foundation and all, and they about to get it. Soon as I get home, yeah, they about to get it. You wanna get on and get in the spirit. Saucing is dripping, ain't looking for chickens. Be strong in the Lord, by power to spinach. I'm living whenever my people get shot down in the streets. Zechariah was a beast, prophesying in the east. It's going down to say the least. The living rise, that's the yeast, it's spinning our members. When Babylon fall, yeah, the temple. Christ call us to snow in December. Captains read his word and remember. Greatest people on the earth. I know that it hurts. Mama been crying, brothers been dying. Where's the mercy? It ain't in the church. You heard it here first. My people, God's only chosen. Holy is heaven, chairs, and we rolling. Gone,
cherry. Cruise control, look at the glow. Amazing, cherry. Flame of fire, hear the devour. Blaze, swing low, please save us from all the ones that hate me. The Israelites, stay patient. Return it home to our nation. Cherry, cruise control, look at the glow. Amazing, cherry. Flame of fire, hear the devour. Blaze, swing low, please save me from all the ones that hate me. The Israelites, stay patient. Return it home to our nation.
Okay, everybody. Welcome. Another episode of Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel. And, well, today I wanted to speak on that kingdom. All right. And we just kind of going to take it real slow. And, well, hopefully cover several other topics, too, I'm hoping to. See here. Man, the last show was, it was something else. All right, because this has always been told to me that the mission that I kind of wanted to set forth and wanted to talk to Kim in African spirituality, Old Testament only, you know, other Messianic Israelites that, you know what I'm saying, that may don't see it eye to eye with each other, you know. The sit down, man, a little bit of everybody, man, Christians, you know. And, I have no bone to pick with Christians. I really, really don't. I really don't. I don't mind, man. I don't want to come off like I'm against Christians. You know, I'd rather, you know, chop it up with Old Testament only than talk to Christians. That's not the case. That's not the case, y'all. I just kind of, me being Israel, I really, well, I'm going to just be, you know, straight up, man. If you don't have Christ in your heart, according to my understanding, you know what I'm saying, that spells disastrous, okay? So I got to say, I do put more thrust in wanting to speak to Kemet. I do put a lot more thrust in wanting to speak to African spirituality, you know what I'm saying? Or Old Testament only, or Islam. You know what I'm saying? I got to say, there is a little something extra on that, because Messianic and Christians, they understand that they need that Savior, right? They need that. They need the blood of the Lamb, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to judge how, you know, how they view the Scriptures necessarily. That Christ can be that foundation. You know what I'm saying? That connects us, you know. So I'm really, really, but the ones that don't have that, I really tend to, like, want to shoot their way probably a little more, you know, because, I don't want nobody, man, to get left behind, man. Nobody at all. So, you know, that's just what that is. And whoever caught that last show, you see that it can get kind of rough. It can get loud talking and very spirited. This is serious stuff, y'all. I take it seriously. And it's important that I let them see me coming for them 1,000 miles away. You know, not no pulling out something like gotcha moment and trying to use the Scriptures and we're battling with swords. I don't want it to be a battle, okay? I want them to see me legit trying to win them over. You know what I'm saying? Not to start fights, not to, you know, but it can go that way, y'all. Easy, right? Even with the other people that's Messianic Israelites. You know, if you watching, you listen to the show, I'm subject to argue amongst them too. We don't all agree on certain things, and at the end of the day, that's all right, man. The common ground is Christ. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so with all that being said, let me go ahead and open up the lines. All right, I got, okay, this is Erico 936. That's Brother Ronald right there, I believe.
Shalom, my brother. Shalom. I like that introduction. I love it.
I love that, brother. I hear you, man.
Yes, sir.
That coming from the heart, brother, coming from the heart, you know what I'm saying?
I can tell.
Yeah, but so far it's just me and you, man. Yeah, so far it's just me and you, brother. Let's see here. Okay, Brother Leonard, they haven't showed up just yet. Do you know if Brother Floyd's okay. going to be in?
Apostle Williams, he's going to call in. In a minute.
Okay. You haven't heard nothing from Brother Floyd?
I told him about the show. I called Pastor Williams supposed to be calling in 3 minutes. So he should be popping up in a second.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, okay. Well, I definitely want to go to that Isaiah. Oh, let's get a disclaimer out before we really dive in to the subject matter today. Because those that may be listening that's not of Israel, that know that they probably of the Gentiles, you know what I'm saying, of the scriptures, but they too want to worship our God. They too, you know what I'm saying, believe in our Christ, our Messiah. So they too, feel that connection in what we're talking about with our scriptures, right? They want in. They want to be saved from their sins, right? So things that you may hear,
sir.
I want you to know, just let that kind of go over your head, those that listen out of there, any type of subject matters that we're talking about, okay? Because we're going to kind of dive deep. And those that are just sitting out there listening, I want you to just, you know, peep the scene like you've been doing. You know, I would love for you to call in and you know what I'm saying, and give us an understanding that you may have. However, if you just prefer to just sit and listen, that's cool with me, man, because you get to me, to be able to sit back and kind of listen at the different understandings that's out there and mindset, that's wise, because you'd be able to see the whole scenery in a 360 view and where we at with our learning and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's really a very good position to be in. It's a position that, we're in the last days, so it's a position that the Most High set it up like that. You know, as we begin to wake up, you know what I'm saying, folks on the outside, they're watching, they're listening, and they may be silently agreeing, you know, in the silence, you know what I'm saying? They just agreeing, and they just following along on their own little walk, you know? And so I just want to say, because when you get into the lion's den, things going to be said, but I'm just kind of giving that little disclaimer out, that let it roll off the bat, you know? So at the end of the day, what connects us is Christ, and that, to keep the eyes on the prize. You know what I'm saying? So, because it gets kind of rough when in the lion's den, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It gets kind of rough.
I want to bring out something I've been doing some study on today, if that's okay with you. It's going to be towards the kingdom, too. Yeah. So I got some scriptures I want to bring out later on.
Because you're better than me for sure, and finding, you know, the scriptures that hit right on time. And so I definitely was glad, looking for you to make it in to really pull out those scriptures, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't read it, but I just can't, I ain't got the ability to memorize them like that. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm trying, though. I'm trying. But as you can see, when I engage with the brothers, I really kind of, you know, build upon what they kind of lay out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you notice, I don't necessarily like, let's go to this scripture, let's go to that scripture. I just kind of build upon where they're at. You know what I'm saying? You know. And so that's what I kind of, man, do. You know, I think I'm pretty good at doing that, really. You know what I'm saying? But as far as on my own leading a certain subject and, you know, precepts and all that, hey, I'm not the best at putting it together, you know. So that's why I really, really be looking for you. I'll be looking for you, you know. but just to put a scripture out, man, just kind of before everybody gets in, because, you know, there's always that possibility that they change their mind and don't come in. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because we're asking, you know, Old Testament only to come to a Messianic, Christ-believing platform. You know what I'm saying? So that
right.
says a lot about these brothers just to even come on this platform. Right?
Yeah.
Because they can easily, man, I don't even feel like it. Right? So, I mean, my hat goes off to them just on that alone, you know. I really, really want to talk with them, sit them down about the kingdom, what unites us, man. So anyway, they haven't showed up yet. But just to kind of get it started, man, you know, kind of little scriptures, let's go to, let's go to the Lord's Prayer right quick. Matthew 6 and 8, Matthew, the Lord's Prayer.
Matthew 6.
It's a 6 and 8. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna start at verse 1 and just read it on down, brother. Okay. You there? All right.
Yeah.
Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Let me read that again. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men. What is that saying, Brother Ronald? Like, show everybody that, you doing your alms or paying your tithes or
you the man.
You know what I'm saying? Try to
want to be seen. Yeah.
Want to be seen. Okay, gotcha. Otherwise, they have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. So I guess the Most High don't like that, right? That's like a hypocrite.
Show off.
You just doing
show
it.
Off.
Yeah,
show off.
Showing off. Okay, gotcha.
Seen, yeah.
Therefore, when verse 2, therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. What is that saying, Brother Ron?
Means that
don't let everybody know what your next move is gonna be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got it.
Okay, gotcha. All right. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. For thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret. And they and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions. That's like saying the same thing over and over again, or or just like this little slogan. You know what I'm saying? Slogan you do every time you pray. Like it's just some type of tradition to say it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Because that's like, other belief systems, you know, they just kind of recite. Their prayers are like a reciting out of the Quran, you know what I mean, and things like that, and that's how they pray. Is it, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're saying it right. Yeah.
Okay. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Okay. Because it's a whole thing that you read, you know. Okay. I'm thinking. I don't know. I probably need you to shine a little light on that.
Okay.
Brother Ronald.
What verse?
Okay.
What verse?
Like,
verse 8?
7. Yeah, free 7 for me, man.
But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do. Think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Means that, just keep it, just
like
keep
the
it,
real long,
keep
like
it,
the real long prayers.
Real long prayers. Yeah, yeah. Because he gotta know what you need when you ask him. Already, so you ain't got to just keep going on and on and on, you know. Yeah.
Right.
So just ask me what you want and leave it right there. Don't yeah. You ain't got to just keep begging and like you begging for something because he gotta know what you want. That's why he said that.
That's the next verse. What you just said is exactly the next verse. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Okay. Let's see if anybody showed up. Okay, nobody showed up yet. Okay. Verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. All right. Now, when it says hallowed be thy name, what do you think he means by that? Like it's something sturdy and strong, but on the inside of it, it's like invisible, it's air, it's his name is solid and strong, but it's hallowed. His name is hallowed. Is that I don't know. I don't know. I've heard several folks say different things.
Yeah.
Like it's forever. Is hallowed be thy name? Is that more like it's a forever, ongoing, eternal, like, you know, hallowed be thy name. Okay. I'm gonna meditate on that. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Okay. So when the kingdom come, okay, hold on. So when the kingdom come, the will be done, thy will be done in earth, so right here on earth, as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You're talking about that New Jerusalem kind of like, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. All right. So our daily bread was that, the providing for our needs, right?
Yeah.
And something like that. And all our debt and debtors We supposed to have a forgiveness in our hearts, man, mercy in our hearts. You know what I'm saying? It's the way this prayer is the way we literally supposed to live, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Somebody owe you $25, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to, at some point, you're supposed to just let it go, man. And don't just, you know, let it go, man. They got you for your $25, you know, and forgive them for you know, doing that, man, I guess, in their hearts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Uh-huh.
And lead us not, 13, and lead us not into temptation. All right. So he said, lead us not into temptation. The Most High would never tempt us. So what is exactly that part right there saying? And lead us not into temptation. Well, hold up. 12, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in. This is an extension of that, ain't it? And lead us not into temptation. So that temptation has got something to do, I'm thinking, with what we, you know, the debts and stuff, like we were just talking about. There's a temptation involving with debts, right?
Temptation can be anything that's like dealing with the flesh. Whatever you weak on, whatever you weak in, the devil gonna come at you with you. Like if you like women, if you like sleeping with women, you gonna come up, you go bring a lot of women your way. He's going to tempt you on that. See?
Mm. Or the money.
But God said don't.
You know.
Yeah, or the money. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're not to engage in those temptations when they come. We got to deny ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We got to deny the flesh is what he's saying.
Mm. Then it says, but deliver us from evil. Now, we know when it says deliver us from evil, that's the enemy. Out of the hand, that's salvation right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Being delivered from the hands of our enemies. But if you look at it in a spiritual light, being delivered from this sin that's going to take us down. Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So we definitely praying that he wipe this sin off of us. Because doomed. We're doomed for the sins we done committed, you know what I'm saying? So we praying that he delivers from, and it also could be looked at, be delivered, but deliver us from the devil, you know, from the evil one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, it's a spiritual fight that we're in, and bringing out this truth, bringing out, talking more about Christ and waking our brothers and sisters up and all that, man. That's God's word.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to almost expect trouble to come our way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And pray that the Most High keep a hedge of protection around us, man. You know, pray on it. We got to pray on that. And all that together will become our armor against the spiritual warfare. So, yeah, it's pretty heavy, man. Yeah. Okay. But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. The Most High is the kingdom. Right?
Yeah.
And the power and the glory forever. Amen. I think that's a powerful prayer, man. Yeah, prayer. Yes. So the Most High is the kingdom. And you know what? The kingdom is in us right now in a spiritual sense, right?
Yeah.
Because when you seek his faith and do the best of your ability, see, you're trying to keep his commandments. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're stumbling and fumbling with him, he see your heart, man. And you're trying to. You're beating yourself up when you do fall short, you know? And he sees your old struggles, man. You know? He sees your struggles.
Oh, yeah, he sees
everything. So I think that he takes pleasure in that, man. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing you trying to follow his word. Seeing you giving it all you got, man. And That's what, to me, just makes it, man, just I can feel the love, man, whenever you kind of just look at how everything unfolding, how he's protecting you, you know what I'm saying, how he's blessing us. And, you know, we're under our curses, but we can still see these little blessings. And, you know, that's just, you know, awesome. Or, and you know what, I also kind of look at it is that we was born here in the belly of the beast in America, right? But when you look at our other brothers that are scattered across the world, because that's where we are. We're in Jamaica. We're on these islands. We're, you know, we're in Africa. We're in England. We're all over the planet, you know. And a lot of them, the very little basic things that we take advantage of, you know, there's somebody that don't have it. They can't hit a switch and the lights come on. You know,
mm-hmm.
or turn the knob and they water flow, you know? Hard to find a job where they at, right? Poverty stricken. And, I mean, you know, by being in, you know, right here in Babylon, where the Most High put us at, that's a little something to be blessed about in that in a lot of ways, man. Because we could have woke up anywhere, man, you know? And my heart goes out to those brothers and sisters that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, going through things, man. But, so that's kind of a blessing right there. Brother Ronald, we got another call that just popped up, brother. Let me open up that line. Area code 904. Area code 904, you're on the line.
Yes, sir.
All right. Shalom. Who's this I'm speaking with? Area code 904? Shalom, area code 904.
I heard him say something.
It sounded like apostle at first, didn't it?
No, that's not his number. That's somebody else. His number is 447.
Okay. All right. Erico 904, I'm gonna place you on old 904, and if you got any questions, just press 1, okay? All right. I guess he, I don't know, lost signal or something. I'm not sure. I'm gonna close his line up. Okay, area code 337. I think that's Brother Leonard right there.
What's up with you?
Shalom, brother.
Yeah, I got a little something, a pressing issue I'm dealing with. That's why I just called in and let you know I forgot about you.
Oh, okay. You want me to put you on hold until you can get it worked out?
Yeah, what y'all talk about?
We're just going to hit on the kingdom, man, and fellowshipping with the scriptures, basically, man.
Okay.
That's about it.
I just want to say shalom to everybody. I might not be able to say it too much tonight.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, it's all good, brother. I'm just glad you showed up, man, for sure, man. You know, because it's always a pleasure, man, when you come around, brother. And I also want to let you know that you always is welcome, man. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't happen to know who that 904 is, would you?
That's Markel.
That's Markel?
Markel.
Okay. All right. Let me open up that line, man.
Yeah. All right.
Area code 904? Is that Markel?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I can hear you now.
You hear? Okay, yes, sir.
All right. Good deal. All right. Hey, Brother Ronald, that's like a computer type of sound coming from your end.
Okay, what about
okay,
now?
Bet. All right. That's good. All right. Uh-oh. Brother Leonard just dropped out. Oh, man. Okay. He said he wouldn't be able to talk very long. Okay. All right. Well, Brother Ronald and Brother Markel, All right. I guess we'll just kind of hit on some subjects, man, fellowshipping subjects. Markel, you're new to this show, right?
Yes, sir. I'm new to your show, but I was on the other show last night with Brother Ronald and you last night, I believe.
Yeah, I remember
right,
you. Yes, sir.
Right, uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Well. A little short about me, brother. I don't even care for fighting, man. I really don't care for.
Oh,
battles.
I don't either. I don't either, brother. And that's not what we need as a nation of people. We just need understanding. You know.
Yeah. 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 Right on. That's right, man. That's exactly right. And we're in the last days, man. I believe that. I believe that
I believe we're in the last
close,
moments.
Man.
I think we're in the last moments,
said last
not moment. The days. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so right on, last moments. Yeah, man, very, very possibly, man, in our lifetime, man. We subject to see this.
Oh, we're going to see it.
And so, yeah, man, so. There's a lot happening in the world. Yeah, but last night, man, it's kind of, you didn't see me at the bed, at my best, man. I was kind of having some words with my fellow comrade. But that's not, the whole thing why I was kind of upset, brother, is that we was on Brother Leonard's, you know, platform, man. I'm there to fish. You know what I'm saying? I'm there to... you know what I'm saying? I'm not there to battle the brothers. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
I'm there to fish.
And when you say you're there to fish, that means like you fishermen trying to get the knowledge out.
Yeah.
There.
Right on. Because like we just said, we're in those last days, man. It's time to be serious. And who throws
it
rocks?
It is, and we have to be on one accord, you know? We have to try to get on one accord, even for the generations behind us, you know?
Hey, yeah, right. So it's exactly. That's exactly, man. So anyway, but a lot of what I've seen in my walk so far, basically around people that believe like me, is they'll come to you and they, you know, on one end and say they're trying to win you over. But if you don't agree with what they're laying out, then they like, all right, well, then you done for. You know what I'm saying? And they can say they tried and moved around. But I've seen a lot of that on my walk waking up. And that right there made me a little upset, brother. I don't feel like they tried hard enough. I don't feel like they didn't pursue it long enough, you know what I'm saying? And that whole technique of where they was at, like it's my way or the highway technique, you know what I'm saying? Straightforward scriptures, you know what I'm saying, to you, and the person don't agree with how you ran out the scriptures, then you just throw your hands up. That right there always bothered me, man. But I know in reality is some folks, I mean, folks ain't. We just not, man. But I'm still going to try. I feel like I, a lot of folks say it's impossible. But, I mean, with the power of the Most High, ain't nothing impossible, man. You know, ain't nothing impossible. So I definitely believe on keep trying until they just absolutely want you out of their face.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I agree with you. And at the same time, I agree. And like I say, this is my motto. I'm going to sit on the rooftop and blow the horn. You know, I'm going to tell it, and we can go through it, but we have to understand that this is not for everybody. You know, this is for a select few. Knowledge is increasing for everybody, but only those with eyes going to see and those with ears are going to hear. That don't mean everybody's going to make it. Everybody's not going to get it. So, you know, like in the New Testament, I forgot where is it at. I don't have my book with me. I'm cooking dinner. But they say
right.
That when you go and you start to speak the truth to people and you telling them and they don't get it, wipe your feet off at the doorstep and walk off.
Right.
Does that
right,
ring
right.
a bell?
Yeah, but it's more so with strangers than with, I like to think that that's my understanding of it. It's someone you don't know. And they don't want
exactly.
to hear what you
and
got
I
to
like
say.
That. And I like
you
that
know what I'm
because
saying?
All skin folk ain't kin folk. Just because we all look alike don't mean we all from those tribes. You know what I'm saying?
Right on, right on. Yep.
So those
yeah,
are strangers,
yeah, I mean,
too.
Yeah.
We speak about the strangers.
Mm-hmm. Right on, right
so
on.
That's what I get out
okay,
of it, because we're strangers in our backyard.
All right. Hold on for 1 second. We got area code 928. You are live on the air.
Shalom, brothers. This is Mike. How y'all doing?
All right. Shalom, shalom, Mike.
Shalom, Mike.
All right,
shalom,
all right.
Mike.
All right, good deal, good deal. All right, all right. So, anyway, we got Mike here. We're going to go ahead and kind of get started. Mike, we're going to be talking about, like, the kingdom, man, and what's to come. Subject matter that I think we all can agree on, man. Because right now on the show, we all believe that we're under these curses, man. And we're looking for our Messiah to come and rescue us and bring us back to this kingdom, man. And so... hitting on scriptures that pertain to that, searching around is basically what I want to do. Scriptures that we can unite around, you know what I'm saying? I really didn't want to go off into a subject matter that divides us. We already know who we are, you know what I'm saying, and what we believe in and what we disagree about. So there's scriptures that we both can say, you know what I'm saying, that we both can agree with, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, so we're just going to hop around the book, man. You brothers, it just popped in my head, man. Yes, last night on the show, we was talking about Esdras, Second Esdras, and how Jesus was in the scriptures. I didn't finish kind of shining light on that, all right? The name that was there was Joshua, all right? But hold on, let's go to it. What chapter was that? That was Second Ezra.
Second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 28.
Chapter 7. I want to hear on this was. It was chapter 7?
Yes, sir. Second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 28 and 30. Stop at verse 30.
20.
Can we,
okay.
I would like to ask a question, if I may, before you read that.
Yeah.
I just want to ask a question. Yesterday when we
all
were
right.
speaking on that scripture from Ezra, and he was saying that the J didn't exist back then. And
right.
we understand that. So when you finish reading it, I would like to know to edify myself. How did we come to the conclusion that is JC or the Messiah?
Yeah, that's the reason I brung it up. The reason I brung this scripture up. Okay, somebody trying to say something?
No, go ahead. I'm just saying whenever you finish, I got the answer to that whenever you finish. Reading this.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
I brung this. We're going to talk about the kingdom primarily, y'all. It's just this was on my mind and my heart, and I couldn't get my words out last night. So what I want, it been on my mind because I was thinking in my head because this wasn't brung out that there's going to be some brothers who would be like, nah, I ain't going to read Esdras. You know what I'm saying? The book has been, you know, jacked up, so I ain't going to read it. But I wanted to let you know that it was originally written in Hebrew, and the name there was Joshua, all right? Now, Joshua means one who saves. So in this verse, what's being said here in Hebrew is, for my son, the one whose fame shall be revealed with those that be with him, and they that remain shall rejoice within 400 years. And after these years shall my son, Messiah, die, and all men that have life. That's, 28 and 29 right there. You see, that's in Hebrew what was said. Now, Joshua names means one who saves. So what they did is they seen the one who saves, and they broke Joshua there, because that's what it means. You see what I'm saying? If that makes sense to you. This is Hebrew that was written, and Jesus is there because Joshua, we already know the story of how Jesus became what it is. Joshua, in pig Latin, Issus. And Greek got it from the pig Latin, and it became Issus. And then later came the J and make it Jesus. All right? Okay, so that's what that is. So when they put it in English, it's supposed to be Joshua. But they hold on to the Greek name, you know what I'm saying? And they put that right there. So you was right when you say it's inserted, because that's what it is. It's inserted.
Okay,
now,
I agree with that.
It was important for me.
I agree with that.
So whenever you read Ezra and you see Jesus, you're supposed to read it as one who saved. Right? It's not
okay.
It wasn't
and
a particular name. All right.
Yes, and in the
it
Old Testament, if I may say.
Okay.
I would just like to ask a question. I'm sorry. I just want to ask another question
to
edify myself.
Go ahead,
okay,
brother.
So J.C. Joshua was in the Old Testament, and it says that I make sick, I heal, I kill, I make alive. All these things I do, besides me, there's no Savior. Is that the same person?
Yes. See, that's the thing. But that's the thing. That's the word of God. That's the Father talking. But we believe.
Well,
that
he said
it
yes.
If...
I just heard a yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I see it.
All right. I'm going to give you mine, and he's going to give you his, because we're not all on the same page necessarily. You know what I'm saying? We
okay.
all got our
okay.
different understanding
okay.
on stuff. Okay. I'll go
okay.
first.
We
right
could get...
And then you. Okay, I'll go first on that, and then Brother Ronald, you can hit that, all right? All credit, all praise goes to the Father. When you hear about word of God, you're talking about, it goes back to the Father, right? But see, here recently, not too long ago, just by talking to Brother Leonard, he showed me the angels are present in these places, you know? And they got something to say. You know what I'm saying? When they speak, it's the word of the Most High. But yet we see that it's them talking. However, all credit goes to, you know, goes up to the top boss. So when we say word of God, Messiah working of God, he's operating on that same thing. Everything, you know, according to how we see in the New Testament, that was coming out of his mouth was the word of God. You see what I'm saying? And so, but it's the same thing as if the angels, when they speak, if they start off by saying, thus says the Lord, you know, you know, it's all, everybody's operating under the Most High's will. So you can't, to me, in my opinion, you can't say, yeah, this is him saying it, when it's all the will of the Father. Nobody's operating independently. Everybody's, this is going by order, all right? Everybody's ordered to do whatever goes down, that's what they were ordered to do. That's my opinion on it, and I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic. Brother Ronald, you got something to say on that, man? Brother Ronald?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on. I'm here.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Okay,
but
yeah,
you understand what I was...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Brother Mike. Michael, what you just said. All glory goes to the Father.
All right.
I'm definitely with you on that. And God is a God of order. But Jesus and the Father are one. So I'm going to go to... I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Okay. But you, I just want you to know that now we're going,
yeah.
we're answering the question, but this show wasn't
yeah.
about what divides us, brother. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, no,
let's
no,
go.
No, it's okay. I just want to show this little part right here, and we go get to the show.
I know.
Read that one verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 21.
14 and 21.
Yes, sir.
All right. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. And yet for all that they yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord.
Okay, now let's go to the
all right.
where it's written at. Isaiah chapter 28:10-11.
For precept must be upon precept. No, no. Okay, my bad. For
yep.
Verse 11.
Yep.
For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people.
Yeah.
All right.
So we know that we fell up under the curse when we got kicked out of the land, and so God, the Most High said that that you're going to be discontinued from your heritage. So we lost our language when we came to these lands, you know. So we know that it was written in Hebrew, but God, it's in English now because we speak the English language now. So that's why he said this right here. He's gonna speak to us in another tongue. We were taken captive by the Gentile nations, and we learned their works. So this is why we speak. That's why I said Jesus, but we know the real name, what it says in Hebrew. You know, so that's all I have to say on that.
Okay.
I got a question. So when we saying that, that's we're referring back to Ezekiel. To, excuse me. Second Ezra 7:28.
Yeah. Because if I'm gonna say this, because I can't speak Hebrew. I can speak a little bit like Shalom and all that stuff, but I can't read. If you was to give a person a Hebrew Bible, they wouldn't be able to read it. If you was to give a person a Hebrew Bible, they wouldn't be able to understand the words. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why he gave us this language right here, because we speak the English language.
Right.
But it's still
so
the word
he
of God.
Turned his back. He turned his back on these people in order to give them this language pretty much, because he can't speak to you in that language anymore, because that language is sacred. So he turned his back and giving you this language.
Yes, because we got
okay,
we got this.
Good. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, because
yes,
last night when we were speaking, you were saying that we can't sacrifice for our sins, and it's the same reason why you got a different language. He took your language from you. It's the same reason why you can't sacrifice nothing until you come out of here. And he also said, I'm going to give you a pure language on the way out.
Right.
So you got to leave
right.
this place to get the English, the language, and you got to leave this place to sacrifice, like I was saying last night, meaning that you have to come out of Egypt in order to praise your creator, whichever one it may be, whoever it is. You still have to leave that place in order to get that language, or in order to sacrifice an animal to your creator. And they brought them out. So last night we was talking about, well, you were saying, well, how are we supposed to atone for our sins? And you was trying to justify that by saying this man died
no.
on the cross.
I said that because he did atone for our sins. I'm talking
by
about
dying on the cross, correct?
I speak.
I'm talking about you.
I don't speak to anybody else.
Yes, sir. So you had to die on the cross in order for that to happen, right?
Yes, because the sacrifice pointed to Christ. They all pointed to him.
If he did the sacrifice and your sins is atoned for, why you don't have the language? Why is it English?
Because he's not gonna give it. He's not gonna give the language back to us until we return to the land. You know.
Oh, but
he's
sacrificing for you.
But check this out.
I'm going on mute.
He says, "My ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts," says the Lord. So that's a big deal for Christ to die for our sins. So we don't have, that's a big deal to me, that's a real big deal because
he took care of your sins. So if he took care of your sins and he wiped you clean, white as snow, your sins are done away with, you should be speaking a new language.
Not necessarily. But we're going to leave it. Brother Michael want to get back to the kingdom, so we're going to leave that there. So we'll be all
yes,
day
sir.
Talking
Shalom,
about
Shalom, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Shalom.
Hold on.
Mike, get it, Mike.
Hold on. I wanted to make a little comment on that, and then we can go
back to
the normal program. But I'm just saying, I myself also believe that he was the Lamb of the Most High. All right? And he is the advocate between the Father and us. All right? And because the Father, fulfilled his mission, he's able to wipe away our sins. And I believe that as well, just like Brother Ronald do as well. As far as that means we should have a different language, that was 2,000 years ago that went down. And so they was all speaking Hebrew at the time. Now, Lot done went down since then. We don't speak Hebrew.
He also
said that
in the last days he's going to give us a new language, a pure language, right? Did he say that in the last days? Not back then.
Well, let's
I'm talking
to that
about
scripture.
Coming.
Let me go find it real quick. All right. Let's go to that scripture, man. And, and so we'll hit on this a little bit, man, and then we'll get back to what, because, hey, that's in a way dealing with the kingdom, you know what I'm saying? So, because, I mean, it is what it is on that. We do want to learn. We do want to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if y'all can point me in the right direction of that scripture. So another language is
going to come
to us.
Zephaniah chapter 3.
All right. Zephaniah 3. Okay.
Thank you, Mike, for hitting me with it. I was looking for it. Thank you, brother.
The specific verse, I think, is verse 9. Specific verse is verse 9. But there's so much for it. But
yeah, let's
start
at the very top. I'll read it, brother.
All right, yes, brother. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted to the pressing city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. So I guess this her is Israel, right? When y'all agree to that? All right.
Yeah.
Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They gnaw not the bones till the morrow. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He would not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not. But the unjust knoweth no shame. I have cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste, that none passes by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man that there is none inhabited. Okay. I said, surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off. Howsoever, I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore wait, yea, upon me, said the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Okay, sound like that's when the Messiah comes, sounding like. For then will I turn to the people of pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. All right.
Yes. Okay. You stop right there.
Yeah.
That's
the question I'm trying to ask. Like, does that sound like, to me, I can't get how that's a God that is saying he gonna issue in a person to sacrifice for our sins. I mean, I can't get that. But nonetheless, he's saying, I will turn to you a pure language, you know, so you may call upon me, you know, call upon. That's what I mean. If I go back to 7 says, I said, surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off. However, I will punish them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doing. So it's to say that Christ died for these people who rose early, who corrupted all their doing. Is that what we're saying?
Only. You want me to say something? But Mark, are you
yeah,
guys?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Only a remnant is going to be saved out of Israel. Two-thirds of Israel are going to die here in Babylon. That's why it says right here in verse 8, he says, wait upon me, says the Lord, until the day I rise up to the prey. He's talking about the nation, the Gentile kingdom. That's what he has to get rid of in order to bring us back to the land. Right now, we're still scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. So we got to wait until Christ come back in order to get that pure language. Because it says right here in verse 9, for then I will turn the people a pure language, that they may call upon the Lord, the name of the Lord, and serve him with one consent. We're not serving the Lord with one consent because we're still scattered. So when we get back to Israel,
I get that.
That's when we're
but what I'm saying is, Didn't the Messiah, as you call it, said that he died on the cross for all sins? So why is people not going to make it? He died for all sins.
You have to
repent.
Repent. You can repent, but still, you can be saved, right? So how could it be a remnant? Everybody can repent and be saved. So how is there a remnant? All you got to do is say, I take him. I can just kill somebody and then get on my knees and say, I repent for my sins, and I make you my Lord and my Savior, and you should be forgiven because his blood was on that cross. It was sacrificed for you. So nobody should be left behind according to the New Testament. But I digress, and let's get into where as though we can get right.
Brother, Yeah, it's not so simple, brother. Our hearts are stony. We got some stony hearts, right? You can say with your mouth anything, but then if your heart ain't right, it ain't right. He's going to be able to know your heart in that time period, brother. If you believe that Christ is our Savior, man, that is how you undo that stony heart you got, man. You know what I'm saying? Spiritually speaking. In the kingdom,
Brother Mike, we can't necessarily say that because, you know, the God that spoke to Jeremiah said he knows his heart. He know every hair on his head. He knew him in the womb. So it's not that we're waiting for Christ to know our heart. I think that the Lord of hosts, the one that's really above in control of all of this, already knows, you know, who is who and what is
right.
What. Like, you could read that in Ezekiel chapter 8, Ezekiel 9, you know, or that's what I wanted to go back to Second Ezra.
Before we move around, there's something that needs to be said. Whenever you hear anybody, any prophet, any angel, you hear Christ talking, give the credit goes up to the top. You see what I'm saying? This the Father talking.
Yeah,
all right. If you don't use him as your sacrifice, as your lamb, if you're not going to use the Messiah as your lamb, then the sin is still on you. That's basically what is being said.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. If you kill this man or you practice adultery or you did this, all you got to do is pray in his name. He says it in the New Testament.
Well, you got to repent and don't do it no more. You can't
exactly.
do it no more, brother.
But listen, when you keep the law, statutes, and commandments, and you kill somebody, and you stop killing that person, and you was not judged for killing that person, are you going to be judged or are you wiped clean? From
you
JC,
sincerely
repent.
If you sincerely repent and remorseful for what you've done and you want forgiveness of that sin you caused, that's called repentance.
And in the New Testament, it just said believing is enough. Just believing of JC being a Lord and Savior of your life. You are white clean.
Okay.
That's how come the Gentiles
right.
can go
to
these churches.
Take me to that scripture, brother.
All right, let me get it for you.
Take me to the scripture, man.
All right, let me look it up.
All right, man. Okay. I'm thinking what this conversation is going to lead to is the differences between Matthew, John, Peter, and then it's going to go into Paul. All right.
I got some scriptures on the kingdom.
I know, but this is very important as well, because if they got the perception of what Paul's ministry is from where Peter's ministry was, and so they're painting all of us as we under Paul's ministry, and Okay, let's go to Acts.
What's Chris?
16 and 31.
Yeah, that's one of them that I remember reading. I'm going to get some more for you.
And 31. Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and read it. Let me read it. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they speak unto him the word of the Lord to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. That's 31 to 33. And you're saying that this is saying you don't have to repent. All you got to do is believe. Right?
That's what they're saying. Just believe. In his house. If you, whose house it is, because you're saying he's the Messiah. It's his house. Like the house
okay,
of David.
So I think that's important that we, the scripture, if I could ask that question, I know there's a scripture that says he does not, for him that does not believe on the Lord shall not have eternal life, something like that. I mean, y'all know that, y'all know that scripture, right? For he that does not believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord, then that person shall not have eternal life.
I want to say,
I think that's what he's referring to.
Some to that effect. Some to that effect. Yeah, there was some scripture, right. Some to that effect. All right.
Yeah. So, like I said,
if you don't believe that he's the Lamb, go ahead. You was about to say something. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna ask because I know, you know, we're keeping it good. So, you know, we all know we Israel, right? So was the lamb, I don't know how y'all think, was the lamb sacrificed for the world or just for Israel?
He came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Hey, those that don't believe in the Lord, Jesus, shall not perish, but have an everlasting life.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what you did. If you believe in him, you shall not perish, but have an everlasting life.
I mean, I got
to.
That's what my question is. You can't hang on to one verse, brother.
There's more to it, y'all. But go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's my question because there's a lot of brothers out there that are for Yahweh Shai, and they just look at Yahweh Shai as just for Israel, and then you got others that are, you know, looking at Yahweh Shai or Jesus. And saying that he's the savior of the whole world. So that's the whole grafting in thing and things like that. I'm just asking.
Yeah. Okay. That's very important. He came for the house of Israel. He came for us. All right. We was going to get kicked out of our land. And this is his mission. His mission came to be our sacrifice. Because this last captivity, it's going to be the last one. See? This is the last one. The Most High is tired of the bull corn that we've been doing. And this is going to be the last slavery we're going into. And it's going to be the worst slavery we ever had. This slavery, we're going to lose our identity. And he's going to put us in a raw state. And we're going to have to work to get back to him. All right, these brothers you read in the New Testament are the brothers that convinced the white folks to believe in our God, in our Messiah. We're reading them. They are the ones that made them believers. All right?
You are totally correct. And in that New Testament says it's okay to have slaves.
Yes.
It's okay to have slaves.
Yes, it did say that, brother.
Yes, it did in the New Testament. Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay.
One thing at a time.
That's what made them
love. One thing at a time. I know you're going to talk over me. I know. I just want you to understand.
I'm sorry, brother. I apologize.
All right.
I apologize, brother. No disrespect.
One thing at a time. I know.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
This is what I think. Yeah. But if you look at it in hindsight, that was Paul talking to the folks, the churches there. And if you got any idea of our scriptures, of our kingdom, they will have to do what their masters say. See, that's the twist, and that's what the whole point of talking to a Messianic Hebrew and then talking to, the Christianity, brother, okay? These brothers are the ones who are definitely convinced them to worship our God and I have our Christ. In return, they're the ones that put a chain on y'all, right, made you slaves, but they're also the ones that brought these scriptures to you. So this is all part of a divine plan. You know what I'm saying? For you to make your way to the Most High again. This is a curse upon our seed forever. and this is the way out, your Messiah, which we are both agree, you got a Messiah. You say he's David, right?
Right. Right? I do, sir.
Okay.
I do.
Well,
yes,
we say that Christ right here is a descendant of David, okay?
But David don't have no bloodline.
Yeah, weren't y'all talking about that last night?
Yeah, no bloodline. Mary, they said they went to Mary for her bloodline that leads back to David when she don't have no seed. But Joseph had no bloodline to David. So we are women worshiping again.
Whoa, slow down, man. Slow down. I can tell you, you are talking to a Messianic Israelite. And I can tell you right now, I do not believe what you just said.
You mean to tell me Joseph
so
to go back down? We spoke about this last night. Joseph.
If you say that's what I believe, that's what's going to lead to some more deeper conversations to go left.
Right. Girl, that's not what I'm saying you believe. I'm saying what they say. This is what they say, sir. I'm not saying this is what you believe. Because you don't even believe what your other caller believes. We talked about immaculate deception. You don't even believe what the other guy believes on your channel. So there's confusion amongst y'all two, and y'all believe in JC, and y'all still can't get it together. No disrespect.
Well, brother, that's a two-way street. You don't agree with all non-Messianics, do you?
I agree with what the scriptures say. I've dissected these scriptures for a while now. I'm 46 years old. I've been in this for a long time.
All right, but you do realize that you got brothers that only stick to the five books only. And they believe, I don't know if you believe this, but I'm assuming not all of y'all believe this, my little journey, that y'all do accept the prophet teachings as well, the Tanakh. Or do y'all just subscribe to the five books only?
No, I believe all of them. Like you were saying, all right.
So with that being said, yes, brother, us on this side, we bicker and we disagree too. Same as well.
Thank you. So where's Enoch at? We don't believe, y'all don't believe in Enoch.
Brother, how we go to Enoch from this conversation? How we go jump to Enoch on this conversation?
Because we're talking about Ezra, about JC being involved in that. And I said that yesterday that the book of Enoch said that these angels came down, however you want to call it, a cloud. I know you didn't say this, but it was immaculate deception. I mean, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. I want you to enjoy your class. Can we get to the bullet points
of
your
class? This is not a class, brother.
A conversation. Can we get to the bullet points of your session?
Well, you know, it's not a bullet point. We're just making conversation. We can talk about anything you want to talk about, brother.
And that's what I'm talking about. We done left this JC alone. We need to find out how we can get a coincide on moving forward as a nation of people and get rid of the stumbling blocks.
Well, first thing first, bro. Let's stop saying JC. First thing first, let's stop saying JC.
Okay, sir. I'm gonna stop saying JC, but it says you should call on no other gods. So I'm not calling any other gods. I'm doing my due diligence, like you said. I'm doing mine. I can't call on no other gods or no other entities. Right. So that's why I say, JC, no disrespect.
I get you. When you say JC, I know what you're talking about. But not all of us subscribe to the name Jesus Christ.
No, I mean, what's the difference between JC or Jesus Christ and what they call it, Yeshaya? And then you said yesterday, no disrespect, brother and tenant, but you said that when I said that a cloud hovered over, as your another guy said in this channel, that he believed in immaculate deception, and you say you don't. I get it. But at the same time, it's still a same person. Somebody came over here and started worshiping wood and stone. You got the cobblestone with the Muslims and Christianity, the two biggest religions in the world. They outbeat Buddha. I'm just saying. It says in Deuteronomy we was going to worship those things. So I don't want to acknowledge those things when I know in Deuteronomy it said you're going to come over here in a land where your forefathers knew not, and there you shall worship wood and stone. And you said yesterday there's no wood. What wood you talking about? Well, there's wood with JC. You can call him Yeshaya, Yeshua, whatever, but the moral of the story before you came out to say in Revelations that he was burnt brass, hair of wool, it was still a person back then until you found out he was burnt brass and wool. He was the same person back then until you found out and changed him black. That's all I'm saying. Respectfully.
Hey, Brother Michael. I didn't have... Oh, my goodness. Go ahead. Go ahead. What's up? What's up? What's up?
I got some scriptures I want to share. If that's okay.
Yeah, I want to.
You got something else?
Well, hit on several. Go ahead, Ronald. Just go ahead.
Let's go to. Can you read for me? I'm gonna need you to read for me, Brother Michael.
Yeah, I'll read for you. Go ahead.
Let's go to Habakkuk chapter 1. These are gonna be some.
Okay, let's go to Habakkuk.
Important scriptures. So if y'all want to write them down, you're more than welcome.
Okay.
It's gonna be real heavy, Brother Michael. You're gonna like this.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you're gonna like it. You're gonna like it.
All right. Where you want? You
okay,
want to start at verse 1? What's up?
Go to 1-13.
Okay, all right. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save? Why dost thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raised up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slack, and judgment do never go forth. For the wicked does compass about the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Behold, yea, among the heathen, and regard the wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you.
Brother Michael, pay close attention to this verse right here, because God, he's going to be using the other nations to punish us. Okay, keep reading. Verse 6.
For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. They shall come all for violence. Their faces shall set
Brother
up
Mike,
as
Brother,
the east
Brother,
wind.
Brother Mike, I'm sorry to stop you. But what symbol is it? Don't Rome have a symbol as an eagle? Rome?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
And I like that you said that, too.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay.
You are good, brother.
Yes.
I love that. Now, before that, now, can I say all nations have took crafty counsel against thy people?
Yes. Yes,
all
yes,
nations
yes.
took crafty counsel against our people.
Yes.
That's why he said you go in a land where your forefathers knew not, and there you shall worship wood and stone. That's craftiness.
Yes.
They took you away from your Redeemer, and they gave you something else. You proved my point.
But,
all
but, hold on, hold on, hold on. Brother Michael.
Yeah, I'm listening, Michael, man.
You see where the verse 6, you see at the end of verse 6? At the end of verse 6, I want you to do something for me. Read that right there at the end of verse 6.
Okay, to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs?
Yes. So what happened is that the Gentiles took over. They took over the land of Israel because the Gentiles are in the land right now, the fake Jews. I just wanted to make that point. Okay, you can start reading verse 9. You can start at verse 9.
Okay. They shall come all for violence. Their faces shall set up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. Okay, and they shall scoff at kings, and the princes shall be as scorn. Unto them they shall decide every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my own Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment. And
stop
O
right
mighty
there.
God,
read that again.
Thou hast...
Read that again.
O Lord.
Read that. O Lord.
O Lord, thou hast ordained them.
Yeah.
O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment. All right. And O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thou tongue when the wicked devours the man that is more righteous than he, and makest men
Amen.
As the fishes of the sea.
Yeah.
As the creeping things that have no ruler over them. All of them with an angle. They catch them in their net and gather them in their drag. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice unto their net and burn incense unto their drag. Because by them their portion is fat and their meat plenteous. Shall they therefore empty their net? And not spare continually to slay the nations.
Stop right there. So
okay.
this judgment was brought. This came from the Most High. He's the one that's punishing us, because he's using these nations to correct us. It says it's right here in verse 12. Thou art from everlasting. Thou art not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my Holy One. We shall not die. So Israel said that we ain't gonna die, but what the Most High said, O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment, and the Almighty God has established them for correction. So the reason why we in this position right now is because we sin against the Most High, and he's correcting us through these nations. So if you try to take vengeance, because the Bible says vengeance belongs to me, says the Lord. If you try to take vengeance, you're going to be fighting against God, against his order, because he's the one that sent these people over us to punish us for our sins, because we didn't want to listen. So we can't blame the Most High for this. We got to blame ourselves, because we put ourselves in this position. Okay? So the word says. Go ahead, Brother Michael.
Yeah, okay, man. I hear you there, Brother Ronald. But they had some serious questions, and if you notice, their questions is dealing with basically Christianity. As you can see by me saying that. Hold on, Brother Ronald, hold on. When I say I'm a Messianic Israelite, in their eyes, how they view it, is that I'm Christian.
You know what I'm saying? Same as them. Same as the Christians. They can't really see how I see it. And I'm lacking the I'm not, like I said, I'm not a teacher, man. I'm lacking the ability to show them in another light. I tell you what, let's go to Wisdom of Solomon.
Yes,
let's go to Wisdom of Solomon.
Let's go.
Wisdom of Solomon in the Apocrypha.
Okay.
I'm gonna start at Let me start at 11. Y'all let me know when y'all there.
You said chapter 11? Wisdom of Solomon?
No, chapter 2.
Verse 11?
Yeah, I'm going to start at 11 and read on down.
Okay. I'm there.
Let our strength be the law of justice, for that which is feeble is found to be nothing worth. Therefore, let us lie in wait for the righteous, because he is not for our turn. He is clean, contrary to our doing. He upbraideth us with our offending the law, an objection to our infamy, the transgression of our education. He professes to have the knowledge of God, and he calleth himself the child of the Lord. He was made to reprove our thoughts. He is grievous unto us, even to behold. For his life is not like other men. His ways are of another fashion. We are esteemed of him as counterfeit. He abstaineth from our ways as from filthiness. He pronounces the end of the just to be blessed, and maketh his boast that God is his father. Let us see if his words be true, and let us prove what shall happen in the end of him. For if the just man be the Son of God, he will help him and deliver him from the hand of his enemies. Let us examine him with despitefulness and torture, that we may know his meekness and prove his patience. Let us condemn him with a shameful death, for by his own saying he shall be respected. Such things they did imagine and were deceived, for their own wickedness had blinded them. As for the mysteries of God, they knew them not, neither hoped they for the wages of righteousness, nor discern a reward for blameless souls. For God created man to be immortal and made him to be an image of his own eternity. Nevertheless, through envy of the devil came death into the world, and they that do hold his side to find it. I thought that was pretty heavy, you know, especially that led them shameful death. You know, they put them to death. I can see Christ here. Can anybody else see him?
Yes, it's not. I see him right here in verse 18.
I can see it, even though I know that Solomon, well, he was kind of like a prophet, man, like his dad. But I understand what this is, wisdom, wise words, and he's a message being delivered here. But look at his message. It sounds so awesome that I can fit my Christ in his message. But the real message should be, to look at the wisdom of Solomon is that, you know, he's like, these folks are running around here, and they are like, how can I describe this? It's more like they see a righteous man, right? No. Take us in the neighborhood. You are 10 times more likely to get jumped on by another black man if you go into the wrong neighborhood. 10 times more like your next person that'll knock you in the head It's something to be another black man. Right?
That's right.
Or to kill you dead.
Yep.
Or to kill you dead. To anybody else. Right? We got this, we got something about us that is just jacked up about us. So this wisdom of Solomon, I can kind of see him connecting the dots, man, of how our people was back then. And I can see our people kind of now. But I just kind of went there to kind of, you know, show you that Solomon's wisdom was pretty awesome. But besides that, look at what he's saying about righteous and look what he's kind of seeing. Without him seeing it, he's seeing it like a prophet. Brother Leonard, he brought some. He took me to Psalms. What is it? 89. And he read this whole psalm, man. And I felt like he really kind of missed a lot of key points. But I don't know. Let's read it. Let me read it. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. Salah. And the heavens shall praise thy word wonders, O Lord. Thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence to all them that are about him. O Lord, God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thy rulers the raging of the sea, when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast spoken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thy enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth is also thine. As for the world, that the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast mighty arm. Strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitations of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of the countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted, for thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted, right, the kingdom. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our king. The set-apart one of Israel is our king. Then thou spakest in vision to the Holy One, and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of the wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted, this kingdom. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn. Okay, hold on. Also, he's talking about David, right? I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgment, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit the transgressions with a rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall establish forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. But thou hast cast off and abhorred. Thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversary. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Thou hast made his glory to cease and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth as thou shortened, thou hast covered him with shame, Selah. How long? How long, Lord, would thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth? He shall not see death. Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. Lord, where are thy former loving kindness, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servant, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people, wherein thy enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Wow. What I got from this is the children. He made a covenant with David, and he's basically telling what the children done. David's kingdom will be restored. The children will have be in that kingdom forever. He called David his firstborn, right? Okay. Now, there was no problem with David being called his firstborn. But yet, when we go to Ezra, let me go, 2 Ezra 2 and 40, and we read, let me just start at 40. Take thy number, O Zion, and shut up those of thine that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the law of the Lord. The number of thy children who thou longest for is fulfilled. Beseech the power of the Lord, that thy people which have been called from the beginning may be hallowed. I, Ezra, saw upon Mount Zion a great people whom I could not number, and they all praised the Lord with songs. And in the midst of them there was a young man of high stature, taller than all the rest. And upon every one of their heads he set crowns, and was more exalted, which I marveled at greatly. So I asked the angel and said, "Sir, what are these?" He answered and said unto me, "These be they that have put off the mortal clothing and put on the immortal, and have confessed the name of God. Now they are crowned and receive palms." Then said I unto the angel, "What young person is it that crowneth them and giveth them palms in their hands?" So he answered and said unto me, "It is the Son of God, whom they have confessed in the world." Then began I greatly to commend them that stood so stiffly for the name of the Lord. Then the angel said unto me, "Go thy way and tell my people what manner of things and how great wonders of the Lord thy God that I have seen." Now, to our Old Testament brothers that's on the line, I will say to them that this is David, you know. But apparently, they're cool with it. It's just the Son of God part, right? Because it reminds them of us messianic brothers, in which in the New Testament, they don't believe that that's not the real Messiah, right? So by default, from what I understood by what he was saying, that they don't like this scripture. And I think that that's the same, man. So I'm saying, if you cool with it, him being called the Most High's firstborn in Psalms, why not be cool with it here? After all, all dominion will be given to him, and his kingdom will be established here on this earth. Satan will be defeated. All dominion and power will go to him. The whole world got to come and pay tribute. All his family members that are scattered around this world, they're going to come to him on the shoulders of these Gentiles. That's pretty awesome to me. And the reason why I'm saying David is, I guess, because I want you to see me coming 1,000 miles away. I don't want to pop up and, like, play this old who knows more scriptures than the other one. I want you to see what's actually being said here. You know what I'm saying? I want you to kind of at least see where I stand at, right, and where I'm pulling you, where I'm trying to get you to go, right? I want you to see it before I take you there, right? That's purposely done. I'm trying to connect you with David being called the Son of God and understanding that David, dominion will be granted to him, and he will be our king forever. Now, you will say, I can dig that. Well, if that's so, brother, what about all the David's children, all right, that are done being? Is it so? We look at the statue of Daniel. We see what transpired, right? And I believe that from the conversation we was having, you was totally cool with having us Israelites go through hardship on our part of that statue. But when it got to the shin, there was like your zeal you got in you to fight against the New Testament had you not even put enough suffering right there in the leg part. And I think that if nothing else, if I don't try to get you to see that that's the wrong. Yeah, you know, I don't care how many scriptures you know, man. That's that right there is, if that's what you're building your house upon, it's going to fall, bro. That's not a good foundation logic. You see what I'm saying? Especially if you believe that the Romans were literally an empire, you know, right after the Greeks. Because we suffered with all parts of that statue. You know, I definitely do believe that. And there's Africans in Africa can tell you that the Rome was really an empire. They can tell you that. But you believe that, you just don't think we were there. Right? But a lot of us flee south to Africa because of Rome. We wasn't all the way down there and then all of a sudden heard there was an empire reigning over Greece. That's not the case. You can talk to any Muslim. You can talk to anybody that lives in Morocco. That's not the case, bro. And why am I even going there? It's basically I'm trying to walk the dog and showing you that David was called a Messiah. He made a promise. The Most High made a promise to David that his seed shall be on the throne forever. I believe Christ is the seed of David, and I believe that he is the one we're looking at right here. But if you don't want to accept that, I'm just saying, it's not a laughing matter. I'm serious. If nothing else, look at him as David then. I mean, I'm totally cool by them saying this is David. I really am. This is a reincarnation. You know? If they was to say that. You know, I'm just saying. Because David has achieved his mission. What's been happening in the New Testament is a brother that did all these laws, was tempted by Satan, is able to finish out his mission. And this brother's not coming back as that lamb that let people spit on him and puts them down. When he comes back, he's going to kill everybody. And it's your children that he's going to make Gentiles put on their shoulders and bring to him. This is what's being read about JC. That's a good thing. But if you want to argue about, this is in the New Testament, man. That's a really, he's going to kill a lot of nations. Destroy them. This is the New Testament. So if you want to say it's David, I'm so cool with that. That doesn't bother me. Not at all, man. But what's my whole point I'm trying to make? Their beef with the New Testament is that it's a fake God and that the white man did all that. But if you read the book, you will see that he's going to kill them. So how can they be so smart to do that, but yet be so stupid to leave all their destruction in there? I see Erico 904 dropped off, so maybe he got tired of hearing me talk. Maybe I just probably need to shut up, man. But, anyway, man, this is stuff. This is a show that I got going on just because I got hopes. Nobody does, by the way. Old Testament only, Messianic, nobody even, they say it's impossible. It's impossible for us to get along or agree on scripture, man. I'm the reason why you on my show right now, and why I got that all the friends out there for y'all to come on my show And it's the same way y'all got the olive branch. We want that fellowship. I believe that nothing's impossible, man. Everything is of the Most High's will. So to hear what y'all got to say is the will for me to hear what y'all had to say. But I think it's a two-way street. It's yet to hear what I have to say, man. And I appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic, man. And anybody got some more things, we'll, we got 30 minutes to go on the show. Anybody got some more things, man, to say? Anybody got anything to say? Brother Ron.
Is this me and y'all around? Yeah.
We still. Okay, we still got area code 928. I see one brother kind of dropped off, man. Nah, I guess if he didn't want to say nothing nice, he didn't want to say nothing at all, I guess. That's why I'm going to take it as a good gesture. You know. But I appreciate that because I so didn't want to argue. But I tried to bring it back to the kingdom, and it was unsuccessful. It just sharpens my sword. I try better next time. But their position is hard for me to get them to see. They're looking at an altar, and you bound the child up, and you stick a knife in his chest as a sacrifice to God. When they say sacrifice to God, like Christ, that's what they're thinking in their mind. A human being has been sacrificed to our God, and that's not the case. This man was spit on by us. We're the people that spit it on. We're the people that did things. It's our sin was coming to a full. This man claimed to be our Christ, our Messiah, the King of the Jews. And we beat his butt, man. We spit on him. We heard about these miracles. We didn't believe them. We thought it was some kind of cult that's being risen up. You read the Bible, it tells you that. The Jews back then are the same way now. As we begin to wake up, I see this. I see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't believe him then. And look, we're 2,000-some years later having the same conversation that we're having in the New Testament.
Exactly.
But yet, that's not miraculous to them.
Yeah.
That's by coincidence to them. That's by coincidence. Mm. This very conversation, you can read that in... I just think that if they, I don't know, I'm not a teacher, I can't get them, I can't, but then again, Brother Ronald, that doesn't mean that we're just 100% neither, because we probably come off as a monster to them. They witnessed us dickering on the virgin birth. Brother Ronald, I know that you may subscribe also to the virgin birth. Man, I respect the ones that do. I do. Because who am I? I'm just a man. But I tell you, brother, that from the bottom of the heart, you're in error on that. I'm just saying what I feel. Joseph is the father. Joseph is the lineage of David. Joseph made that baby, man. All right. And James is his brother. And nobody in the New Testament thought that Joseph wasn't the father. And I'm going to go ahead and just read that last verse, Revelations, go to the back of the book, Revelations 22. You know where I'm going. Yeah. let's see. Okay. verse 16. I, Isaiah, have sent my angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and I am the bright and morning star. He is saying that now he has achieved, not only achieved his mission, but Satan is defeated, and he got that Bright and Morning Star title. All right? So that dominion is now on him. Now, to our brothers that was just on the line, they like, okay, no, David. It's so, but it's cool. To me, I'm going to also say this, man. I kind of believe in that reincarnation a little bit, man. I really do, man. I really do. John the Baptist was, who did John the Baptist?
Elijah.
That, so if John the Baptist was Prophet Elijah, what is that saying? He is sending these spirits right back to us. All right, go ahead.
I think he's saying is that that they took on the spirit of Elijah. John the Baptist took on the spirit of Elijah. He got the same spirit as him. Now, that's my interpretation. I could be wrong, but that's what I believe. I can be wrong.
We'll go with that. We can go with that. Because to me, if you say that he took on the spirit of Elijah, to me, that's still saying reincarnation. You know what I'm saying? Because you are saying that Elijah's spirit came back. Not his body, but his spirit. That's what
you're saying. Yeah, it came back into the... Yeah.
Into a body of another person.
Yeah. Because the spirit never dies. The soul never dies. It's the spirit of God. Because we spoke, God made us live eternal. So we're never going to die when we leave this body, when we die. Our spirit is going to live forever. That never dies. You know? I don't know about reincarnation, but you got a point there. You got a point there. I can't say.
Yeah, a lot
I can't
of folks
say it's true
like,
or not.
But I just call it what it is, though. You know, the spirit of Elijah was in John the Baptist. You know, so who's to say the you know all these other brothers might have a spirit in them? You know what I'm saying? It makes you wonder, right?
Yeah.
So,
they do.
With that being said, brother. I don't mind at all if they say it's David. Not at all. Now what I'm going to do for homework, and I'm trying to see if David is said to be sitting on the right hand of the Father or something. I'm going to look for any scripture pertaining to that.
Nah.
You know,
David
David Seed or, you know, David... You know, that's going to be my homework. Go ahead.
Can I show you a scripture?
Go ahead.
Hold on, let me get to it right there. Go to Acts 2:34 is the answer right there. So they're going to tell you the difference between Christ and David. I'm going to tell you right here.
Okay. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Yeshua whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. That's Master and Messiah.
Now the precept to that right there, which you just read, is Psalms 110. See, that's how you precept right there.
Right.
It's going to be talking about the same thing. Now go to Psalms 110.
But the thing, I know what you're talking about. But my point is, if they don't even dig the New Testament, brother, then that defeats the purpose.
That's how you prove them out. You got to have. If you come with the scripture, you got to come with the same thing that it's saying. So
yeah, I'm trying to get them to want to read the New Testament and get them to understand the New Testament.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah, they need to. Yeah.
So right now, we're playing out the New Testament right before our eyes, but they can't see that. Old Testament only and New Testament brothers that both claim we're Israel. We both claim we're in Babylon, Mystery Babylon or whatever. We're having the same conversations that's in this side of the book right here. And I don't think it's by coincidence, bro. I don't think that's by coincidence, man. And our brothers and sisters wilding out, killing each other. And, man, God, we can see why we went into captivity in the first place by looking at our people, what they're doing right now. We're in the last days, man. So are we wilding out right now? I can just only imagine what we was doing 2,000 years ago.
In the land.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? Because everything seems like wilding it's playing right back out. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same reincarnation of the same white folks, man. You know what I'm saying? I go as far as to say that. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
If we come to find out that time stood still on us, the same people just being repeated over and over.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And if you don't wake up out of it, you know what I'm saying? If you don't wake up out of it, kind of lost in this type of abyss.
That's why we having this. That's why you're having this show. That's why you having this show. We can wake up Israel. That's why we having this show. The Most High is helping you to have this show.
All right, I'm gonna stop right there, man. That's enough for me today.
Okay.
Anybody got any questions, man? You got any last scriptures to close us out or anything, man?
No, that's it. I'm finished.
All right, y'all. So I'm going to go on and end the show, put everybody on hold. Please listen to this little jam I'm going to play. Shalom, man, and y'all go in peace,
hey,
man. And
what you going to be talking about Sunday?
Sunday, I'm hoping to get with Sister Thel and get back into that Book of Jasher.
Okay.
I didn't ran out of gas, man. We're going back and forth in scripture. If anything, I wouldn't mind talking about the virgin birth again with what's his name?
Brother Floyd.
But same time I might not. With Sister Thel on the line I won't. I don't think I will. I would just leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone.
Move to something else, you know what I'm saying?
But I tell you what, man, it's not a good look us not being on the same accord, brother. And we go and thinking we finna go over to another platform that they believe different from us. And they're united, but we ain't. We look like a monster to them.
Yeah.
How is that? How do we go fish like that together?
Look at this. If I'm say something before we go offline. If God created Adam, right? He was first man, right?
Yeah.
Adam wasn't born through sex. He wasn't born through sex, right? He made him from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into Adam the breath of life. So if he can do that,
yes, he did.
Why can he breathe into Mary a life?
All right. Well, no. There's nothing that he can't do. No.
Exactly.
I'm going to send you something to think about. There's nothing, because we both agree, there's nothing the Most High can't do. We all believe that. Old Testament only and us. All right?
Yeah.
But the question is, did he do that? That's the question. And I think that once you go to Christ and Christ sit up and tell you I'm the root and offspring of David, then what are we doing? The Catholic Church, they put, that's why you see Mother Mary a lot and baby Jesus. That scripture, I know not no man. They put that over a red letter, what Christ said.
What if you get to the judgment and Jesus tell you that I wasn't born through sex? Would you accept that then?
That time, brother. Yes, I will.
Okay.
Vice versa to you.
We all could be
would
wrong.
You accept it?
We all could be wrong.
Would you accept
it? Yeah, I would.
I'm from the seed of David.
But that,
seed
that's not what I read. But I would. Yeah. He took on the seed of David, means that he took on our sins.
But
he
said
he's
the root and offspring of David, brother.
He took on his children of David.
He said he's from their sperm.
But it can be said in different ways. I'm just saying it can be said in different ways.
I understand, brother, but it's possible to think that he was born like that, brother.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
A lot of people do it, a lot of people don't. And that's what I'm saying. A lot of people do it, and a lot of people don't.
Yeah, but wouldn't you think his disciples would know?
But look, check this out. If you think you're going to make everybody believe that, that's not going to happen. Because we all have different beliefs. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to make everybody believe that Christ was 46. So, vice versa.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I'm saying. That's why we live in the world. That's why we live in this world, because everybody don't have the same beliefs. So you got to just know that you have been saved and that you're not going to the lake of fire. That's what you got. That's what you got to be worried about. That's what we all have to be worried about. That second death. Because that's why Christ died, so we can escape the second death. So that's my main thing, is be worried about that. I don't want to burn for eternity, because that's what the devil is heading to, and the devil can't repent anymore. It's over for him. That's why he's trying to drag as many people to hell with him, and I don't want to go. So we got, as Israel, we're going to have difference, but we got to lay our differences aside, and maybe the Most High will share some, maybe he'll reveal the truth to you, to anybody else. So that's the way I see it. But it don't mean that we can't have fellowship. It don't mean that we can't build, because we have differences. I have differences with a lot of people. Some I can work with, and some I can't. Ain't no use in fighting about it, because if we fight about it, that we going against God's will. He don't want us to fight. That's why we got kicked out of the land, because we want to kill each other over something that's in the control of Yah. So we're not going to know everything until Christ comes.
Gotcha.
I don't know everything.
I understand you don't know everything. I get it, brother. But I just wanted to say this. I want to end it kind of that. I just kind of want to end it that we gotta look for bones in the fish, man. You know what I'm saying? That is very, very, That's something that we got to do, man. That's very important, as reading them. There's some things in here may be deliberate put in there. So We definitely need to have our guard up. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm going to say on that, brother. And it's all good. But, yeah, I will be not going there. Because, man, it don't seem like nothing good is coming from it. And I've been, believe me, brother, I've been saying what I'm saying for a little bit now. And, you know, you got a lot of camps out there. IUIC, AOC, all these camps out there, man. And
that's what I'm saying.
In agreement with most of them, man.
Yeah, and that's right. What I'm saying. You got different camps, you got different churches, just like you got different Christian churches. Everybody in that church don't believe the same. I can guarantee you that.
I hear you.
If you go to the church, you see 1,000 people. 1,000 people is not going to agree on everything. They're going to have different views as far as scripture. So everybody's not going to get the same. But that don't mean that we can't work together. You know, and work it out. You know, and let God work it out. So if we're going back to the land together, we're going to have to work together, right? Because Christ's going to make us work together. If we don't want to work together, we're not going to be in the kingdom if we can't work together. The devil's
what's
kingdom
that?
is all one. They together on one accord. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So they don't want to come together. Why can't we come together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we don't want to let some things go.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
We don't,
there's
some things we don't want to let go, man. Yeah.
It's always going to be like this as long as we're in this world.
Yeah, that's
as long
what
as
they
in
tell
this world.
Me, it's always going to.
Yeah.
Impossible. What I'm doing on this show is impossible. What I'm wanting to achieve. Here I am talking. I'm trying to bring in Islam on this show, man. I'm trying to talk to all these brothers, man. We are
bring
so different.
In,
you know what I'm saying?
Bring
them
in.
But what I got?
Oh, talking to
what am I? But why? Why would I bring them in though, brother? I can't even convince brothers who read the same book. The same book as me. So what I think I can maybe, what am I trying to achieve with all of the brother who don't even subscribe to my book?
If we,
you know what I mean?
If we agree on, I say, if you got 10 questions, right? And we believe on 9 questions, but there's one question we can't come to agreement on. I feel that we came to a common agreement because we agreed on 90% of the things that we read. But this 1% or 99%, we agree on 99%, but on this one thing, we can't just come to common ground. So I feel that, hey, if we agree on that 99%, the most I can, you can work it out. That's the way I look at it.
Right now. But you know what? I think it's great. Maybe I don't know what could come of it, man. With us going over it on other platforms and that platform coming to ours, it seems you see these brothers, man. They had with a good heart. They came over here, but even with that good heart, we're so different, bro. That these conversations going to have to be had. So I need to definitely sharpen my sword and be ready to, you know what I'm saying, be ready to have what they need, the right scripture at the right time to, bam, this is what you need, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, that'll answer that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to be able to, like, just check out. Like, I want to read the New Testament with them. I guess is what, let me read it with you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I love the Old Testament.
Hey,
and I love the New.
I don't know either, but I'm still gonna live for God. I'm still gonna try my best.
Yeah. But I'm working on being a fisherman. I'm working on it. I haven't figured it out yet. It's very complex. But I'm working on it, brother.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. I sure am. Yeah, but the more I talk to these brothers, the more I can kind of try to figure out how to fish for them. We in the last days, man.
Yeah.
And so I want to just do my part. A lot of folks are out here letting us know we're Israel, but then when the people see different Israelites that bleed differently, now we become a monster to people who's curious, but yet, you see what I'm saying? So if I can just get more brothers to all, when we can be on the same accord, think of how much more people we can say. But then again,
but you can't.
Some of these people are numbered to die.
You can't.
Right?
Yeah,
it's prophesied.
Yeah, you can't make. Yeah. Uh-huh. You can't make somebody believe.
You're right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can't make somebody believe what they don't want to believe. You remember Pharaoh?
Uh-huh.
He didn't want to listen to God. He didn't want to let God's people go. So God sent Aaron. He sent him multiple times to talk to him. So that was God's mercy. He was showing mercy on King Pharaoh. But he got tired of it. He got tired of his mess. And then he finally killed him. That's the same way God do us. If we keep on rebelling against him and keep on disobeying his word, we're not going to be here. We're not going to make the kingdom. So we can't take advantage of the life that he has given us. And most of the time we do. I speak for myself as well. So we got to get better, man. We got to start believing God's word. Because the devil's a liar.
Yeah.
And he going to tell you a lie.
Right. I can easily just surround myself with people that believe just like me, brother. I could.
Yeah.
And all the ones that don't believe like me, I could run them off by cussing them out, making them don't want to, you know, cuss themselves. I could easily go that route.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And be happy when
it's the same way.
We all believe the same thing, you know. But the real,
it's the same.
If I just love the people that love me, you know what I'm saying? My brothers are stuck in this position, and then I feel like there's nothing I can do to help. I can't help because my ass,
that's
I can't
the same
do
way.
The damn pictures.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and I, you know,
that's
so I got to work on me, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's the same way if you're on a job, right? What everybody coming there for? Make money. But they got different beliefs. So, are you going to, just because I believe that the owner, I don't believe in this religion, I'm not going to come to work? So, well, if you don't want to come to work, if you don't work, you don't eat. You don't work,
right,
you don't
right.
eat.
I agree.
That's how Jesus told for that parable. You know? Yeah.
Right on. Brother Ronald, let's go ahead and end it, man. And, like I said, I'll be with Sister Thel, man, this next week. And we're going to be in Jasper.
Okay.
I'm going to take a break from, you know, that's enough of my spirit.
Yeah.
Man. It takes from my spirit, man. And I tell you what, brother... Floyd, he got under my skin, brother. He got under my skin.
That's okay, brother. We got to forgive. Jesus said if you don't forgive others, he won't forgive you.
So we got to forgive.
Yeah.
But I was looking for him today. And I had to think about that, man, because now we got the non-Messianic brother coming online. And here I am thinking about Floyd. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, I just had nothing to say today. I really didn't have nothing to say. Because I had to just kind of like check my own self mentally. Like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing, right? But, yeah. Anyway, let's close the show. Listen to a jam and whatever, man. And go out, step away. Shalom to y'all. All right. I'm going to put y'all on hold, man. All right. Shalom, man. All right. So let me play a little jam and make it work in our favor. Let's see. A little jam. How about Beautiful? Let's play that one.
Yeah, rock you up.
Sting.
Wouldn't it be so amazing?
Yep.
To see that new Jerusalem.
Can't wait.
Getting away from all this wickedness in this Babylonian system. I tell you, it's gonna be so beautiful. Yeah. Check it out.
Could I have a part of final relief? Edge of my seat, thinking how it's gonna be. My roof through your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. Hey. New Jerusalem, the home of the free. Never looking back, Shalom Israel. My roof through your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. Hey, yeah. Tell the Abba I'm thankful for every breath.
Thank you, Father.
And my soul exonerated from persecution and death.
Yes.
See, the price was too high, yet you came and paid all the debt.
How
could a perfect being be tortured with no regrets? Can't imagine, but I'm striving to give you utmost respect. Having always walked uprightly, you could've killed me, except your love was long-suffering, wanna give you my best. Gotta avoid these summoning blocks with nooses around our neck. Some hang they self with crime, not having members in check. Of their bodies and their folly, they miss the chosen elect. Ain't your path is straight and narrow, how many chose to go left?
To go
it
left,
ain't right,
Father.
I can see it while taking these baby steps. Hallelujah, love is simple, but man will make it complex. Caught up with what don't matter, they knowledge and intellect. See, if you're not humble, won't take the true introspect. Who for thought, hey Shalom, I love you nevertheless. Could I have a part of final relief? Edge of my seat, thinking how it's gonna be. My roof through your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. New Jerusalem, the home of the free. Never looking back, Shalom Israel. My roof through your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. Hey.
Yeah, I dig down deep, I'm in my thoughts, I try and map it out. We walking proof that your people, they can make it out. Reciting scriptures on the net, they brewing for some clout. My chin is up, cause I know I'm covered by your cloud. Rainy days, I just smile when they come around. Collect the manna drops upon my head, they hit the ground. We see them trees, yeah, we grew up in a stony town. Lost some homies, cause they had the actions of a clown. My rearview mirror, it got broke a long time ago. I'm tired of Babylon, Father, yeah, I wanna go. To the land of milk and honey, Ruah be my boat. Pain is in my chest, yeah, it almost made me choke.
It is.
Blood from the lamb, yeah, that's a righteous cloak.
It is.
My level to the east, that's the way we gotta go.
Right,
Jerusalem above and free is not no misty smoke. Remove your shoes and Abba house, we bout to touch the coast.
Could I have a part of final relief? Edge of my seat, thinking how it's gon' be. My roof to your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. Hey. New Jerusalem, the home of the free. Never looking back, Shalom Israel. My roof to your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. Hey.
Told the Abba for your final release.
Hey.
Edge on your seat, thinking how it's gonna be. The roof of your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful,
beautiful.
So beautiful.
Hey.
New Jerusalem, the home of the free. Never looking back, so long as rain. The roof of your eyes if you witness the sea. It's so beautiful, so beautiful. Hey, yeah. Told the Abba Yahuwah.
All the stains.
I thank you for all that you do.
Yeah.
Getting your children back on the ancient path. What's up, Akzu? My Ak. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, my people. So beautiful.